This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they are in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here today, and we are going to be talking about using what you know to figure out what you don't. But I think it's something that's really important because sometimes we get stuck in life. We don't know what to do. And really what we have to do is figure out what we already know in order to figure out what we don't. So I'm thinking about getting into graduate school. How do you do that? Connecting with a new friend or finding a good friend first and then trying to connect with them and finding a significant other or a partner, getting into a major. How do I do that? How do I become a leader on campus? How can I be more confident in myself? All of these things are things maybe that you may or may not know how to do. And some people know how to do some of these and some people don't know how to do any of these. And that's great. Either way, I think in this case, what I want you to do is think about something that you're not really sure what to do, but you know that you need to do it next, or you know that you need to do something in order to reach a specific goal, but you don't know how to get there. Think about that thing. And then what do you already know that can help you get to that thing? So what do you already know? What are you already good at? How can you use what you're already good at and what you already know to figure out what you don't know? So when I think about this, I think about maybe asking a friend or a mentor for advice. So that has helped me in the past. Maybe that's something that I could do to achieve this thing or to figure out what to do next. I could maybe research online. That has worked sometimes in the past, at least to get me started on who maybe I should connect with next or what I need to read. I love reading and reading books, and that really helps me learn more about the process of figuring out how to learn something or how to do something. YouTube is always really good, especially for college students. I know that you all love your YouTube, and I do too. I always ask questions and I get to learn so much, and I get to learn more about people and how they live their lives and how to do things, really. I actually learned how to knit. I wanted to learn how to knit for a while, and I was living in Maryland at the time and I was so cold all the time, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to learn how to knit so I can knit me some headbands that would cover my ears and be really thick, and scarves. So I Googled a ton of YouTube channels. I found the one that really helped me, and I learned how to knit, and I taught myself basically. So that was really helpful for me. And it's so random, but I wanted to learn how, and it was there. So easy for free. Podcasts have also helped me a ton. That is helping me also learn and try to get to the next level in my own life and figure out how I'm going to be using my dissertation research and everything that I'm doing while I'm in college, how I'm going to be using it in the future. So again, using what you know to figure out what you don't know. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever you are trying to figure out, trying to learn more about, whether it be something that I've already mentioned or something completely different, use what you already know. You have the capacity, you have the resources, and you really can figure this out on your own. And if you can't, a lot of times asking a friend or asking another person on your campus can really help you and be very beneficial in figuring out what you don't know already. It could also take more time to do it on your own than it is just to ask somebody for help or what they suggest. So I would encourage you to, again, use what you know to figure out what you don't. Start somewhere. Put yourself out there and learn more. There are people on your campus who are more than willing to support you and to point you in the right direction. And again, there are so many things on campus that you don't know about yet. And I really want you to figure those out and help you find what you're passionate about so you can get connected with that on campus and what you're interested in, to learn more, to build skills, to really get you to where you want to be so you can feel clear and confident as you move forward in your college journey and then after college as well. So I hope that this episode was helpful. This was just a quick episode to really talk to you about using what you know to figure out what you don't. And I know that you can do this, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you in the next one.